Today's message for Saturday, 15th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Seek Peace, and Pursue It. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, Matthew 5 verse 9. The Bible is full of useful instructions and great counsels that will produce a successful and fulfilling life. One of these is particularly instructive as we lay necessary foundations to help us enjoy the new year. If you want to live the good life and enjoy the year, the Bible recommends, among other things, that you seek peace and pursue it. What that translates into for you as an individual is that you should nurture and maintain your relationships. One of the things that will promote peace in your relationships is your willingness to say, "I'm sorry." Some people find it difficult to say sorry. But sorry is a golden word that changes things for the better among humans. The word sorry is so powerful that it could even melt the heart of God and make him change his mind. The beautiful thing is that everybody can say sorry. Apologizing to others takes away nothing from you. Even when you think you have not done wrong, you lose nothing by saying sorry to whoever feels offended by your actions. If saying sorry is the price to be at peace with people, be matured and strong enough to pay that price. However, the coward will always find it difficult to say sorry. The strength, courage, and boldness to say sorry is not available to him. He is either too proud to own up to his fault or too weak to take the initiative to make peace. His weakness may be his arrogance or his ignorance of the fact that saying sorry, even to the undeserving, is a mark of maturity and wisdom. Finally, remember the words of Christ that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. You need to retain that privileged status to possess your possessions this year. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Further Bible Reading Psalms 34 verse 1 to 22 Exercises 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.